a team that does play some D. Arizona was never for real either. This one's for UConn.
This one's for Calvin.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see. I like Houston quite a bit. I like Calvin Sampson. I want.
Well, they got Duke. They got Duke, right? Coming up
tonight.
What, you don't get?
Sorry.
It's a thing we do.
My bad. I was looking at something else here.
Oh, got it. There's a show thing we're doing here.
I'm working on a parlay, okay? No, that was my bad.
Just one more kill, Mom. One more victory royale, and I'll be right up.
How was George's birthday yesterday? Was he happy?
Oh, man, what a day.
Yeah.
What a magical day. It's fun to get to share it with you guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking you guys in studio, you guys on the airwaves, right? Still came in, did the show, and then also got to share a little time with the Williamses.
The Hernandezes.
At the main event. And I got to go see Chris Unruh again, and we chatted up a little bit more about how great
the Hernandez.
How great the event was. You're wearing your CU gear. I'm wearing my Colorado youth football gear.
Yeah.
Becker started the show off. He started the
Let
show.
Let me see.
Pick
World
that up.
Fucking champion.
Did you pick that up this weekend?
No, it's an older one. But
I did. That's another thing that the Buffs did better than the Broncos.
What?
Buffs had that shop open like all the time. Broncos kind of were like, it'll be there.
To buy gear?
Yes.
When you guys were there, the Buffs had their gear open?
Yeah, I took Roy.
Oh, cool.
Instant Roy play right in between the last two games. I go, let's go. We got to get to the shop. They're closing it. I'm getting you something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for his efforts, it took us a little longer than
good
we wanted.
Good effort. Yeah. Good job.
No, he did. He did good. We should actually get a Roy cap. Roy, if you're listening out there, I need a Roy cap of each game. Just a brief, opening paragraph, middle paragraph with details, closing paragraph. That's it. Like a Kim Becker piece.
Man, Kim.
A quick little Cody Rourke.
What are you sipping on over there? What's in there?
Oh, water, man.
Hey, me too. You would not believe
Fun night.
This whole thing is full
Last
of ice
night.
Water.
Why was that so hard to believe?
Usually coffee.
You hanging or what?
No, I'm just beat from the weekend, I think.
The Gersh just took it to the next level last night.
I was sipping there, so I didn't say level, but I went, and I think it worked.
Yeah. Okay. So, tournament games, Alabama was really good last year, and then they weren't supposed to be as good this year, and they weren't actually at the beginning of the season, and they kind of built the resume, and now they're here with some experience, and the Tar Heels, a lot of people thought, I would say pound for pound, we're the second most talented team in the whole country after UConn. But the gap between UConn and North Carolina was a Grand Canyon wide. UConn has just got it everything. And they're going to be the first back-to-back champ since, I think, Florida.
Florida, nice.
Yeah.
Good call.
Right. Yo,
those
Kim
teams
Noah.
Had Horford.
Corey Brewer.
Mike Miller.
Not Mike Miller.
You blew that.
But Billy Donovan. Leading the charge.
You blew it. I just added a guy. I was trying to put it over the top.
Mike Miller, South Dakota legend.
Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
Any Florida guy?
Right. Tim Tebow was on that team, wasn't he?
Tebow was on the bench on that squad, wasn't he?
Shoot. He was a two-sport star, I thought. He walked on water.
No, but yeah.
So do you like it when the more talented team loses?
Oh, do you know what the best? I like it when Villanova plays like Butler, right? Or like I want two. Villanova's kind of in a lot of ways. They're power, but
in basketball,
yeah. But I want a big blue chipper.
Duke versus Butler.
Yeah,
in the championship game.
Necessarily Butler. I like someone a little more that you feel like they have a chance to win it all.
Butler lost that game by like
I know.
Gordon Hayward.
Homeboy shot a half court.
Yeah. I know, but like you know, who's the next smallest school to have ever kind of won it the last time? What's the last small school to have won a national championship?
The whole thing?
I think Villanova.
Villanova counts.
We'd have to consider that, right?
Yeah, okay. Like Marquette did it way back in the Al days.
Now, there's been some schools that have done it,
but
it's that blue chip.
Like a small
These tournaments belong to kind of the Kansases and the Dukes.
Is
and
Duke
the
a
North
small
Carolinas
school?
Carolinas of the world. No, Duke's an absolute power.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not talking enrollment or size
No.
As
you know
much
what I mean?
As just
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Duke's like Alabama.
Imprint.
You know? So, But yeah, that's kind of makes for the best story. But I would like for some smaller school.
So let's say Alabama.
To win a national championship. Because do you know what that does? That makes every CU fan and every CSU fan think, man, if they did it, then we can do it. But someone like that has to do it first. The even Villanova's like a legendary kind of, you know, basketball East Coast institution. The way they do things kind of different over there. You can go get super talent. Any of these other schools, like Butler never had it. Gordon Hayward's a nice player. Again, he has had a brilliant NBA career as well. But, you know, no lottery pick kind of top blue chippy guy. Unless, like, Michael Akande goes to Pacific or something weird. You know what I mean?
Nice Olu Akande reference.
Thank you.
Needed it.
But, yes.
Speaking of Olu Akande, yeah. No, so if Alabama, were they the better team and North Carolina was the more talented squad?
Shoot. I'd say that North Carolina was probably the better team. But last night, it was Alabama was the better team. So here's how you can look at this. North Carolina is one of the only teams that could have went in there and beat and hung around with UConn.
How can you be the better team and lose?
Because you have to be the better team every night for six games.
No, they're the more talented team, but they're not.
For six games.
The better team wins the game, right, or no?
Nah, I think if they
both had the same amount of time, they both had, you know, like
if I told you
one game at one place on one night.
When I hear this, I don't know how I feel about it, but if they play 10 times.
They don't play 10 times.
I know, but North Carolina probably wins 7 of those games.
Blitz, Bama, blitz, baby.
Roll Tide.
That doesn't do much for me.
You see what I'm saying?
No, the if they played 10.
Drewski?
Yeah. I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide, baby.
He's been everywhere with Drewski. They're making like all the media rounds. Have you seen that? They've been on like 5-6 talk shows together. The guy's for real. He reminds me of Hit It With Another Stick of Butter, baby. That guy, you know?
Oh, the guy just cooking?
That. Yeah, I love that guy. Okay, so where were we at here? Move on from basketball? Go back to him a little bit?
So did you do you think other one seeds will fall this weekend as well? Or do you think Carolina will be the only one not to get to the Elite Eight?
Other than, where are my other options?
So you got Houston and Purdue today, and then we saw
I think Purdue's
UConn.
Super vulnerable.
Purdue?
Yeah, they don't make it. I don't know if they lose.
Mark Jackson's Oilers?
I don't know if they lose.
They only won by like 50 their last game.
I don't know if they lose tonight, but Gonzaga's gotten their act together. They have completely, obviously, they're here, but like down the stretch of the season, they became the Gonzaga team again. They weren't ranked for a chunk of that season. They're coming off, you know, really building it back up and doing it within this season. So I like North Carolina State plus 7.5 points.
Yeah, you should take North Carolina. That's a good idea.
No, State. NC State. I like NC State.
Over Marquette, huh?
No, plus 7.5 points.
Oh, got it.
But yeah, do you know they can beat Marquette? And so Marquette's very vulnerable. They might go down today. And then Duke-Houston, man, what a great game that's going to be, right?
Heck yeah.
And then what do you guys think about Creighton, Tennessee? Creighton has a place in my heart because we saw him last year here at Ball.
What's the hotline and text line again?
303-831-1340.
Dalton Connect in Tennessee. I'm going with the Balls.
303-831-1340. I'm just texting Kenny Burson right now.
Okay.
The dentist, the official dentist of Smiling in Denver.
Yeah.
And the Smile High Morning Show. He's going to be there. He's probably in stadium right now. It's a later game tonight. Maybe he's not in stadium. Maybe he's down wherever they hang out pregame. Where's this one taking place? He said Detroit. That's where it is, Detroit. So he's going to Detroit to see Coach Barnes throw it out against
today's,
Coach McDermott.
Yeah, today's games are better than
today's games are
yesterday's
sweet.
Yesterday's game.
Even that Marquette game.
These games are all intriguing. CC, all very intrigued.
I mean, Javo's all Marquette all day long.
Yeah.
He's going to be going nuts over that. Both him and Kathy are.
I mean, Gonzaga-Purdue? Dude, that's an incredible game.
Belinsky bleeds that warrior blue.
I feel like I'm supposed to rep
Purdue
Marquette
is so good.
For the Catholics.
Right.
Well, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're not. They're just Jesuits, nothing crazy.
Oh, sorry. You're a Jesuit.
Thank you. It's that time of the year, guys. Last night was when you celebrate the Last Supper, but George turned 10, and it was his first, so we called it the First Supper.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Go,
did you guys make your
Jesus.
Steaks?
We did.
We were going to make steaks and let you save your steaks and just have a steak at our house. We felt like we owed you one.
Yeah, we did the old bait and switch. We tricked you to order food, and then we bought it.
That was
to say steak.
Duke and Houston, though. Well, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, that's Gonzaga-Purdue, too.
That's the one that's catching
that's
my eye.
That's an incredible game, too.
Maybe it's because I want Houston to win so bad.
I think Gonzaga, all that experience and stuff that they have, man, that's an equalizer. That helps them a lot. That Edie, he ain't it. Edie ain't it, bro.
Oh, listen to old Wemby over here. This guy loves Wemby, but he can't do the Edie thing.
No, Wemby's generationally gifted. Edie's a giant.
For a French guy.
Guy who can do some things on a college court. You know when he
is Yao Ming 2.0?
Yao is nice, bro. Yao is actually pretty nice. He's no Yao.
Didn't this Edie guy Yao just win his last like game by 47 points in a
first team All-American?
Yao, he's first team All-American. We're just trashing him, but we're giving the French guy who's got the skinny arms.
He's the greatest Chinese player of all time.
Why'd you call him Chinese?
Because he's from China.
Oh, got it. Nailed it.
Okay.
I don't think he'll be a top draft prospect, though. I agree with
Edie?
That. Yeah.
Oh, no. Someone will take a flyer on him in the 18.
We're not talking about the NBA, though, right now. We're talking about a Friday night game in March. You need a big goof out there to just be like, there's no one scoring in the paint.
Bol Bol tries to do that. They're the same guy.
Paint's close. They're not the same guy. You're not that guy, Bol Bol.
Just 100 pounds apart.
Nice.
You're not that guy.
303-831-1340, the hotline, as well as the text line. We're going to break. Quick guest. And we're going to keep this bad boy rolling. Got a lot of stuff to get into. I didn't mean to say bad boy. Take that. This daddy stuff. 50.
Diddler.
Hey, 50 Cent's coming after him, too. Because they got a legendary beef.
Beef. They're beef? It's beef.
50 Cent. Fruity says... I'm sorry. 50 said, Diddy said, says all kinds of fruity stuff all the time, and he doesn't even know it. Like, one time they were at a party, and Diddy asked 50, hey, man, I'd like to take you out shopping. And 50 was like, what? What are you talking about? Why would you talk to me like that? I'm about to cause a scene here. What?
I'm about to cause a scene.
Like, that's how you talk to a woman, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
I love 50. Fitty or Fitty?
I think Fitty.
Are you putting that second F in there?
Nah. I just throw him straight Fitty.
Fitty.
Yeah, Fitty.
What's his... Curtis. I like to call him Curtis.
Oh, okay.
We're kind of on a first name basis. He's actually in the top five of my favorite Jacksons of all time.
There's Samuel L.
Yeah, that great one.
There's Mark.
There's Phil.
There's Tito.
And then it comes down to like, do we like...
Jermaine.
Do we like Andrew? He's on the $20 bill.
There's LaToya.
Janet, we haven't even mentioned.
There's President Andrew. Did you mention him?
Just did.
Shoot.
Definitely just did.
Do you have any more Jacksons for us over there, Alex?
Reggie.
Ooh.
Jarius.
Ooh. Williams. Jackson. Let's go to break. Danny Williams. Jeff Gersh. Alex Becker produces the product. He runs the show.
I run the show.
And we're back on the other side of Smiley Sports.
Makes me want to go to the basement of the Alamo.
There's no basement at the Alamo, silly. That's from... She's from Jane... What's her name? She's from Saturday Night Live.
Actually. Jane Curtin?
Maybe. No. Something. We're... Yeah, we're around there.
We got Gilda Radner?
No. We're 80% there, though. But yeah, Pee-wee, man. I loved Pee-wee when I was a kid. Really honestly. Watched the show. Like, all that. Had to talk in Pee-wee. You know, it was...
That's
cool.
Where you got some of your best stuff from. You still use it to this day. I'm a loner, Dottie.
I like Conky.
Conky,
I liked,
you're a Conky.
Genie, you know, he was weird. And then you know who the cowboy was? Cowboy Bob was...
Billy Bob Thornton?
No.
Oh.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh. Yeah. That was before he took the red pill.
Yeah. That was before he was hanging at Bohemian Grove. 303-831-1340 hotline, as well as the text line 98.1 FM 107.5 HD3. Alex, I'm going to send you something here to set up for us.
Okay.
And that's really it here. Nuggets.
Take a good look. You won't see it for long.
Okay,
good
Rockies.
Season, Rockies.
Yeah, what are we thinking here about the Rockies?
We'll probably win the next one 61. So last night won't matter. Yikes. I was at the Avs last night, and I checked the score. It was 2-1. Checked the score about half an hour later. It was 16-1. I thought my phone was broke.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. We need to bring back Roger Clemens. I heard he was pitching for the Banana Savannas. And, down there in Havana.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bring him back.
The Rocket?
Get Roger Clemens in Charlie Monfort's box.
And he's coming back. That'd be kind of cool.
Fine. Whatever. Don't play the bit.
Nah, he's got him on some other stuff in there. Do the Nuggets... You're kind of hard on the Nuggets sometimes. Do the Nuggets...
I'm hard on the Nuggets?
Yeah. Do the Nuggets bounce back tonight?
On the count of three, we said, are they going to win number one seed? And you guys said, no.
I didn't say no. I was like, bro. I said, bro, you misheard me. You're like, yeah.
You said, I know.
No, I was like, I'm your bro. See... You're hearing, man.
It's the worst. No, I'm pro Nuggets, but not. It's tough to play.
Don't tase me, bro.
Tough to play against really good teams when you don't got your point guard.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a PNR kind of team.
You're a PNR.
Which makes, you know, honestly, it makes what John Stockton did so incredible by the number of games he didn't miss. And the number of seasons he played every game. And the number of times
why
he made it.
Why just John Stockton? Lots of guys because play most nights, bro.
He's a pick and roll guy. No, he's a PNR guy. Okay, I went to one of the best PNR guys to find.
I get the NFL.
Right. Steve Nash with his Amari Stoudemire, whoever he was doing pick and roll with.
Yeah.
Dirk. When that guy's out and that's the basis of your offense, I mean, that would be like running a triple option and your fullback's hurt and you got your backup fullback. It's like, well, all right, but it's not our best version of this offense.
Yeah, the Nuggets are going to be okay. The Suns, you know, have some matchup situations that the Nuggets, you know, will get figured out. But I really believe that Jamal goes kind of toe for toe with KD that night. And Nuggets probably find a way to win by a few points. Suns played a heck of a game to beat the Nuggets. You have to in order to beat them. Let's go out to the hotline, though. Bring in friend of the show, good friend of the show, really good dude, Ryan Horn, Big Horn Autographs. Ryan, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, my friend?
Brother, what's up? How are you, man?
What's going on?
How are you guys doing this morning?
Man, we're good. There's been a lot of hype on the KCP stuff around here. Ooh, for this signing. On your end, what is this signing that's going down tomorrow at Mike's going to be like, and what are you expecting, and how's the turnout been? We're trying to do a good job for you guys. We like you guys.
Well, everything you're doing is fantastic, so I appreciate all the help. Our pre-order ticket sales so far, we've grossed over 100 ticket sales so far for
nice.
Them. So that's, yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be up there with the Aaron Gordon signing we did.
Awesome.
We've got KCP tomorrow, 2 o'clock, you know, at Mike's.
Yep.
There's also at 3:30, Peyton Watson stopping by.
What?
Mike's. Yep. So that was added earlier this week by Mike and Upper Deck. So Peyton Watson will be there at 3:30 to do like a meet and greet, not really a signing, you know, of sorts, just kind of showing face, I guess.
Okay, cool.
But so there's going to be two Nuggets at Mike Stadium Sports Cards tomorrow starting at 2 p.m. Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. Like, you know, KCP, he hasn't done any signings with the Nuggets at all.
Yeah.
I don't think he really did any with the Lakers either. So this is going to be a great one. So I'm
yeah, he gets to ride two-time champ on his on his auto.
And, you know, unfortunately, I do have some Lakers stuff that I had to get only because, you know, they won it in the so-called bubble.
Unfortunately.
That's fair. Yeah. We appreciate the disclaimer.
Yeah, I decided I better get some Lakers stuff because, I mean, he did win it, you know, in the bubble. But,
it's not, it's not show friends, Ryan. It's show business.
Hey, Hey, Ryan, should we, what if we just have it inscribe? Three-time champ. You think it's a little too soon? Is that a couple months too soon to have an inscribed three-time champ? What do you think,
Ryan? I don't
know.
I'm hoping. The way they're playing, though, they're playing fantastic, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you're starting to rest some of the starters right now to get, you know, just to prepare for that playoff push. So, I mean, I think they're in a good spot. They're still sitting first in the, you know, in the Western Conference with a half a game lead, right?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken.
No, you're right.
So they're doing their thing right now. And, like, you know, I just heard you talking about Murray and those guys. You know, they're just bracing for the playoff push.
I agree. I keep comparing what the Nuggets are doing to what the Chiefs do. Like, Andy Reid is just the whole regular season's about preparing for a playoff run. You 100%. Know, like, they had 10 touchdowns from Clyde Edwards-Helaire a year and a half ago, right? 2 years ago. And you're thinking, man, that's the guy. And then Isaiah Pacheco, the seventh round pick from Rutgers, comes out of nowhere and literally carries them to a championship. So,
yeah. You can't forget about McKinnon coming on hot, though, too, out of that backfield, though, with the Chiefs. Like, no one wanted that guy.
Yeah, Jarek is sweet. He's my guy here. Jeff's a Minnesota guy. Yeah, that was his guy there.
We had him, and then his life exploded, or his knee, you know, but.
I wish the Broncos had some fun players like that.
He's got one of the coolest stories, too, where he took that knee in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
I think you got some with Jaleel McLaughlin, though. I mean, put some trust in that little second-year running back.
I think so, too.
For the Broncos. So Jaleel's a great guy. I'm excited to see what he's got.
So real quick, give the details on Mike's tomorrow, and then let's send people to, like, bighornautographs.com to check out a bunch of stuff you got from previous signings. I mean, this stuff is like, you can go like order it from somewhere, eBay, this and that. You don't know where your stuff's coming from. Literally, even like, you can go spend a fortune on this stuff at like Fanatics, but you were there. You got the photos. You were literally handed the jersey to the guy to have him sign it. So you've got a bunch of inventory on some sweet stuff that I want some of.
Next time I see you, I'll get you some of the signed merchandise. But my website, bighornautographs.com, I've got stuff from all the Nuggets signings that, you know, that we've done and that we've been a part of here in the local area. Tomorrow at Mike's Famous Sports Cards, 2 p.m., and that's when the signing with KCP is going to start. If you haven't got your tickets, you can go to bighornautographs.com, get your tickets still until tonight at midnight is when I'm going to shut it off. If not, come tomorrow. You're going to just stand in line a little bit.
Everyone gets taken care of. This isn't like, I think people think it's going to be like a, this isn't going to be like, you're not going to have a chance to see him. Everyone will be taken care of.
For sure. And then that's, if you have a ticket and everything, you will get it taken care of. We'll make sure that that happens. So we're not going to turn anybody away that wants to meet KCP, get an autograph, or, you know, lean over the table kind of picture or anything like that. So we'll take care of it for sure tomorrow for them.
Damn, the website is sweet. I'm just checking it out here on my phone, too.
Yeah, that one the wife put together. She's done pretty well learning how to figure fun stuff out.
Tell her Simon Cowell absolutely loved it. It's bighornautographs.com, plural Diaz, autographs.
Yeah, then follow me on Facebook at Bighorn Autographs. And then, that's where all the signings and all that. Like you said, we're in the works with some new ones that.
Absolutely. All day. So. You guys, you know, listen, you're pulling the biggest fish in the game right now.
We'll be your megaphone.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to do some stuff around here. So that's the main thing. You know, one or two a month is all I can do right now.
No, we like that. You know, that's about as many as anybody could kind of do. So we appreciate the partnership, Ryan, and tell your wife as well. And good luck tomorrow. I might try to swing by. I like to kind of come, hang out at these things because, you know, I'm a bit of a legend myself. I know all these guys. Mike, I told Mike at the Emmanuel signing, Emmanuel kind of stood up for me. We did a little bro out, and I was like, he was talking to me. I was like, we're wasting Ryan's time. His wife's going to get pissed at me. I was just joking, but Mike said he almost pulled me from behind by my hoodie. Because he didn't, you know, because he's like security guy and he didn't
He's like,
know.
Who's this guy in the sweatpants?
And he didn't know Emmanuel and I kind of knew each other like that. Well, and that's just a joke because Mike and I go back like 25 years.
Emmanuel Sanders was fantastic. One of the best signings we did. And one of the best players that we've done. Yep. I mean, I will have to do more autograph, you know, signings with him whenever he wants to.
Yeah, he's great. He said that you guys were first class, and you guys are. So anyone who comes to any of these signings, and we'll let you go here, okay, because I know you're busy. But do you know what? We'll, rest of the day today, we'll kind of, you know, get you guys shouted out and make sure that we do a good job for you guys. And we really appreciate you guys. So good luck tomorrow, okay, if I see you. If not, I'll hit you up, and we'll get to talking about some other stuff.
For sure. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day, and thanks for all your help.
Yep. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow, Danny's going to be like, fresh pressed with like $1 million. I put on my new sweatpants and my new chucks.
Man. I was like, okay, let's read some text real quick. I like that.
I love good texts.
I love some good texts.
All right.
A handful of those.
It's been hot. Going back to yesterday,
yeah.
New school Danny, Rendon. He goes, some comments with the young lady present, dot, dot, dot. Yikes. Nate? Oh, Vince McMahon, what are you doing here?
Whoa.
And then he says, today, breaking news, Rockies have officially been eliminated from the playoffs.
That's sad.
And it's sad.
Yeah. Mark Jackson's 83 jersey says, don't get to listen live usually because you need a longer show, but uses on one today.
Thank you.
and then
Weez is on one today.
Golden Mark sent his Masters tickets in. He's going to the Masters this year.
What?
Yeah.
Mark?
Golden Mark.
How do they get to do all this stuff?
Do you need any more to help?
Man, I just would love to be there for 2 days. I'd be there a practice day. I'd go to practice days, to be honest with you.
They're kind of
just kind of walk around, hang
ideal.
Out, and then go home.
They're ideal. The
you know, it's like, do I deserve
ideal.
To be there on a Saturday? You know, I don't know. It costs a lot of money. It's a big commitment. Am I that kind of fan? I might not deserve it. I might only be a practice round kind of fan. Am I going to bring my own golf shoes to wear?
I brought my own golf shoes to wear.
I know, that's kind of embarrassing, bro.
No, because you're on a golf course on a wet day. It was perfect. Well, we were golfing with the boys.
Do people think that's you're goofy for doing it, or is that proper? How many other guys had it?
I don't know.
If there's 50 guys, how many of those guys had their cleats on?
Oh, probably four or five.
Their spikes.
Yeah.
Four or five? Only?
10, maybe. I don't
know. Oh, then you got to wear shoes.
Yeah, most guys just do it.
Alex, stop the show! Let's go straight out to the hotline. He's a mayhem icon. He's got the most incredible smile in the Denver metro area. If you want one just like his, you can have one. What are you going
to
do, Jeff?
You got
to introduce our guy.
TheDenverDentists.com. TheDenverDentists.com, or just head over to 2190 East 17th Avenue, right over there by East High School.
With free parking?
The parking's free. They'll take good care of you. If you got to wait a little bit, don't worry. We got magazines right there in the lobby, and it's super high tech. Hey, calling in live from Detroit, Michigan is one of Creighton's largest fans.
Wow.
Dr. Kenny Burson. Doc, how are you, big boy?
Good, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
It feels like just nights ago we were hanging out, you know, at Ball Arena, and now look at you. You've made your way clear across the country to a new arena for tonight's Creighton, Tennessee game. How are you feeling now that you're there in Michigan?
Oh, Motor City is wonderful. You know, it's my first time here. Didn't realize there's as many casinos in Detroit as there are.
Ooh, let's go.
And we're going to be 10 p.m. tip-off at Little Caesars Arena. And
pizza.
Couldn't be more excited.
Is this going to be like a pregame kind of nap kind of day? You got to maybe sneak in like a 3 o'clock nap?
Are you starting early and then going to nap it out?
We're at a golf simulator. I'm actually hitting putts right now as I'm talking to you guys, and I'm 5 for 6 right now.
Wow.
I think that's 7. So
that's gonna be how is that gonna be how Kalkenbrunner Brenner starts off there?
Man, that one missed.
Oh. 5 for 6.
That one that missed licked the whole rim.
Yeah, that kid. I'm telling you, he's special. I don't know if he's big enough to make a run in the league. But, you know, now with NIL, they can pay these kids more than the G League. So these kids are sticking around and teams are getting older. And that's actually fun for college. That's what I've really liked this year.
Yeah, I'd like college to get back to a time and place where seniors and juniors are ruining the day.
Doc, we saw Creighton, my son and I, last year here in town. They kind of got a little bit of a place in our heart. I like that coach. Are they going to win this game? And, you know, I had my eye on them early in the season. They weren't as good early on, but they've been a great second half of the season team, and they're kind of dangerous right now.
Well, yeah, you look at the last game. So when we looked at the stats for last game, we against Oregon, we had 4 of our starters in double digits. You know, it was like 18, 17, 19, 21, 22 as the 4 starters. And then you looked at Oregon, and Oregon, they just had those 2 guys that were the leading scorers. So when you got 4 guys starting that can do double digits damage, I mean, I think these guys shoot hot, and we could beat anyone in the country. And we've shown that. We beat Connecticut by over 20 points.
Listen,
did you hear that? He said,
we
beat Connecticut by over 20 points. Danny can't get off the old Huskies.
Hold on.
Back sack there.
I say this often, but it's different with you because it's true. You got a pretty mouth when you talk like that, Doc. And it's just a great smile. So Real quick, if someone needs like a new dentist, okay, they just moved in town. I know you didn't call for any of this stuff, but they want someone who's like first class professional. They don't want to go to like the chainy kind of place. Can they go to you guys? You taking on people right now?
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to have you. You know, I've prided myself on experience-based dentistry. I think that I spent enough time in a corporate office that when you're trying to see 30, 40, 50 people a day, you know, the actual personal touches and the connections aren't there.
Right.
You know, now I try and limit my overall volume a day to increase the quality of time that I get to spend and actually get to know the person and know what they want, because not everybody's wants the same thing. Sometimes people just want to get out of pain. Other times people want to, you know, redo the whole system, and I can do anything from any end of the spectrum. And it's just about listening to the patient and doing what they want.
Yeah, that's what's cool. The other day, Doc and I went to the Nuggets game, but he's like, hey, I can't make it to softball. I'd love to play. I'd love to run or even come watch. He's like, but I got this surgery, this case I'm kind of just finishing up. The cool thing about Doc, he does it all right there in the studio in shop on the East 17th Avenue, so right in Uptown. And it is personal, man. And when you get there, I mean, Miss Carrie up front, she's always greeting you with a smile. There's something to eat or drink. There's TVs on the ceiling. It's humbling. It's one of a kind experience.
It's exciting.
I want to hear about the defense now that Creighton plays. Are they more man to man, or do they like to run zone defenses at you?
Well, so he kind of does a little bit of a mix. I mean, right. It's kind of dependent upon what we're facing. When you got a 7-footer underneath the hoop, I mean, you can always park him there, right? And then kind of take man on those guards. So I think that he's going to run more of a man to man on Tennessee. And I think if he does it well and he gets their two leading scorers, so he's got a really hot guard that I think won SEC Player of the Year, who's from Colorado.
Yeah, Prairie View High School.
Yeah, and if he can get those guys into early foul trouble, man, that would be a special thing, because you look at Tennessee, if those guys aren't on, the whole team collapses.
Doc, we got to roll. Thanks for calling. We really, really appreciate you guys, and, you know, good luck. Have fun there.
Thank you, guys. Go Blue Jays.
Go Blue Jays, man. That's going to be a huge game. That's Doc Kenny Burson, 303-731-2005. Always accepting new patients. Dr. Kelsey Major's there in the shop as well. Man. I mean, you saw Creighton last year, right, when they came to Ball Arena for their game. Mm-hmm. There's something about Omaha being just one of the nearest big cities away mm-hmm. in one direction that the Creighton faithful are loud and proud here in the 303. And then, of course, you've got the Dalton Connect story, right? So I'm almost wondering, is Denver Metro going to get the biggest number for that game other than maybe Tennessee or, you know, Omaha mm-hmm. Lincoln? Like, because Denver's got so much invested in that game.
Let's go to break. 303-831-1340 hotline, as well as the text line. Danny, Jeff, and Alex back on the other side. Monsters.
You know we finally here, right?
Well, we...
It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, nothing happened. There's no message. 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Danny, Jeff, and our guy Alex. We're going to do a little mini segment here and then go to break and then come back and wrap this bad boy up. Who do we got on the hotline? Let's go out to the hotline, get our guy. He's a mayhem icon. It's Juan. Hey, Juan.
What's up, character?
What's up, playboy?
Que pasa, amigo?
How you doing?
All right, what's up with you?
Mooey, mooey.
Just chilling, making some money.
Yeah. Nice.
What's up with those Nuggets?
They're badass, dude.
Timberwolves.
They are badass.
They are badass.
Do they beat the T-Wolves tonight?
Yeah, they're gonna hold that first place until the end of the season and go into the playoffs with the first seed.
That is ideal. I mean, you can talk, you know, Malone can talk about how it's not what they're trying for because they're trying to be like the best version of themselves and they've already done that. But the most ideal way to finish off the regular season, I'm not going to blow anyone's mind here by saying this, is getting the number one seed. especially when you play at altitude, lack of oxygen, lack of, like, humidity, chapped lips.
I got a question, okay?
Dehydration.
What's the question?
What's the question?
I know Danny's going to say, oh, I don't know.
My name is Danny, and I'm a girl.
Okay, so right now we already know the winners. The Super Bowl of the Carolina Panthers and Denver Broncos. Danny, who are you going to choose right now still?
He's going with Cam Newton.
You know he's going with Carolina still. Look at him. Jeepers.
NBA.
Why you got to bring up old stuff?
Jeepers, dude.
Why are you bringing up some old stuff?
Hey, check this out. I'm helping my buddy with his trucks, okay?
Yeah.
There's this one truck that we had to inspect, and on the truck it said, I'm Catholic. Help me if you have an emergency.
I'm Catholic. Like, help me if you have an emergency.
Oh, my gosh. I will help you, he said. I will help you.
Oh.
That's what it says. I am Catholic. I will help you if you have an emergency. Yeah.
Damn.
All big on the semi. I was like, oh, man. That's
hey,
that's
sweet. Are you going to get one on your rig?
Yeah. You want?
No, I'm not going to get that on my rig.
Are you Buddhist? Oh, that's right. You're Jewish. No, you're celebrating Passover this week. Happy Passover. Yep.
Thank you. I thought that was pretty hilarious, though, brothers.
What does Passover mean? You can't eat food for a while, or what?
No, I just can't eat leavened bread.
Juan says, I'm Jewish. Don't bother if you're in an emergency.
I'll tell you, the hardest thing is, like, on a day like today, when I just really want some chicken nuggets or something like that.
Ooh.
They don't make fish nuggets, okay?
They make them fish sticks.
But where am I going to go get fish sticks?
Kanye West likes them.
You ain't getting I gotta cook those fish sticks.
A good place to get a fish. Good place.
GB Fish and Chips.
Yorkshire's.
No, the Yorkshire is on 72nd and Pecos. He's absolutely right. It is the best place to get fish. Their baskets.
What do you mean, like a fish and chips?
Fish and chips. The baskets. Yeah.
No. We go to GB Fish and Chips. Get out of your baracas and meet us there for pixies, tiddly wings, and amazing dog toys.
That's because you're racist. That's why you go there.
That's fair.
Don't forget to wear your shirt.
You got to support Denver, Colorado home teams. Not that darn Australia. Get your shirt.
He really likes the crackers they have over at Fish and at GB Fish and Chips.
That's racist.
Get some beef now.
Hey, we got to go.
Of course, everybody else sucks. Late.
303-31-1340 hotline as well as the text on. Let's go to break. Come back. Knock out a mini seg, make our predictions for the college basketball weekend. Nuggets, T-Wolves, that's a big one here. T-Wolves,
huge.
You can see it. They want it. Every game they play against the Nuggets is a statement game for them and an opportunity. I think Nuggets take care of business.
Coming up tonight.
Danny, Jeff, and Alex, Smiley Sports.
Here I go.
Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
Uh-huh. You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Jeff?
I'm ready.
Girl, I must warn you.
There's certain little things, you know. It's been over 10 years. That's from day one. That was like a thing from day one. We end the show on Friday with that song. I don't know why or how it even happened, but... For Alex to do that and kind of even know that. Alex knew that before he ever came. I never had to tell Alex to do that. I've never had to tell him, hey, can you do that? And even if we don't do it like every Friday, it's not even a big deal, but turn it up.
Nick's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get
Michael McDonald.
Out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love her.
Oh, my God. Hey, you can't trust a big butt and a smile. Trust me, guys. Don't do it, Alex.
That's what it says right there. You can't trust a big butt and a smile.
You can't trust a big butt and a smile.
Can't do it. Cannot play with it.
Cannot win with it. Cannot trust a big button, a smile.
Okay, it's been like a weird kind of week, like a spring breaky week here. We've been here every day, right?
Every day. We were here the day Kathy Sabin was here. We were here the 2 days Jazzy was here.
Yep.
We were here the day after the Colorado Youth Football Invitational.
Yes, we had Jamie in the Coleman Group.
We had Jamie in for a day.
This was a packed week. I feel Big like horn. We got to get something, couple things here. Let me do family trucks and vans, okay? You go down Broadway, you need a new vehicle. You need a van, you need a truck, traditional, you know, badass big truck. You need some kind of little fleet. You need a work van, upgrade that stuff, you know, your handyman, whatever it is. We got all those guys who listen kind of to the show and that are out there. Make sure you go to Family Trucks and Vans, familytrucksandvans.com. You go down Broadway right there. It's a beautiful lot. This is like one of these used car lots where you go by and you're like, oh, yeah, they got a couple. It's like boom, 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 pristine. This place is great. You know Rob and Brandon for years on this show. Those guys are absolute class acts. Go shop around. I mean, you know, that's kind of smart business, but make sure you go talk to Brandon and, you know, my guy Rob over at Family. They've been doing it forever. What are you doing this weekend, Jeff?
This is a big weekend. It's Easter weekend. So Fish Fry tonight. I'm going to help with the Knights of Columbus. I'm helping with the
Knights.
Are you
being serious?
Yep. I'm helping those
fellas. Aren't they like all old men who don't even want your help? They do everything themselves?
Not in our community. Our community is a little bit more of the digital age of Knights. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm not fully confirmed yet, but I would like to someday join the Illuminati known as the Knights of Columbus.
You can't ask in.
Oh, they got to
initiate you in. Yeah.
If you guys see me coming and doing a show like full lady dress, it's part of my humiliation initiation.
And you don't want to know what he did to get in.
Right.
Because they asked Cat Williams to do some stuff.
Well, there is one thing that Cat Williams and I do have in common. It's a pristine short game.
Man, Cat Williams, I like the way he talks.
Oh, he's so eloquent.
Yeah.
He's loquacious.
That is.
I would describe him as
he's got definitely some style sophistication.
He's the little loquacious. He's not the big. I think Shaq maybe took the name the big loquacious.
Yeah. I'm not going to back him. Like, I'm not going to, you know, I can't endorse him.
You can't endorse Cat Williams?
No.
What happened there? Why not?
There's still like a regular people media out there that got to try to keep audience.
Shoot.
You know, before I go to like that Alex Jones kind of niche audience.
That's fair.
I'm not there yet. You know. And that's really it. But we try to do a great show for you guys. And
I want to make sure Corn Cop knew I was going to include him in my.
This is the thing about Biden, real quick. I don't know why we're doing this. When you see Biden in his prime, man, he's sharp. He's bebopping and Scott, and he's talking about, you know, the African American folks and American.
I don't know if he ever had a prime.
He did, and he's sharp as a tack. He's good. He's, you know, he's good with it. But you just see, like, that guy should have been president, not this guy.
Damn. This comes from Douglas County. He knows. He lives in America's county.
I do. Hey. Great county, beautiful county.
Rec centers are beautiful, pristine. Dog walks, trails. Who's crying like a
right
dog?
Right now, who's the front runner? Who's the front runner to be on that ticket with Trump?
Who's the front runner?
You can have anybody. They got my guy Gavin has got Aaron Rodgers, right?
No, the one guy's got. Oh, Gavin's got Aaron. No, RFK's.
Oh, RFK's got a Rod.
Gavin's just waiting in the wings. He's gonna sneak in.
Really?
Yeah.
Gavin's sneaking in.
I think he's the.
For the.
Can't be calm. Can't be commie.
Now, Gavin's next time around.
So, does VP even matter? The other guy was like from Indiana. Who cares? What really matters is Duke gonna beat Houston tonight?
You got Houston no matter what.
Well, I've got a dog in the hunt.
That's the thing, though.
I've always loved Duke. The Clantons. We love the Clantons over at CK. They're Duke family.
Yeah, we like the Clampets, too. Alex, give me some picks. You're pretty good at this stuff, brother.
I think either Purdue or Houston loses. One of the two. And I think Purdue. I think Purdue's going down tonight. I'll take Marquette, Purdue, Houston, and Tennessee.
I got NC State plus 7.5. I got Gonzaga plus 5.5. I got Houston to cover 4.5 points. I got your back there. And how can I go against Creighton? I'm getting 3.5 points. I don't think Tennessee's better than Creighton. Tennessee's got a lot of Arizona in them.
Give me Creighton because I love Doc Burst, and give me Houston because I want my kids to win their bracket.
Listen,
Give me Gonzaga because I think Coach Few is about as good as it gets, and I'm going to go with Marquette because my Dukes, my Hida Dukes.
We already have Saturday's games. Illinois, UConn, 3-1. UConn has to cover 8.5 points. They do it.
Think about this, though. Creighton,
they
do it.
They handle Illinois.
Creighton, Marquette, and UConn could all be Big East members in the Elite Eight.
Hey, that'd be wild. Clemson's run is over. Alabama's got some athletes, and they run Clemson out of the gym.
Yeah, I bet they score 90 on Clemson.
That's it. That's the show. Alex, good stuff. Couldn't do it without you. You're really a great guy, and Jeff and I really appreciate you. Our brothers, we're living together right now, Alex. We're getting our lives together.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have.
So I'll see you two. We're three of us going to Great Wolf Lodge tomorrow.
Rocky's winning streak starts tonight.
Tonight.
Alex goes, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll meet you guys at Shields.
Meet me at the Shields or right at the Ferris wheel.
Okay, for Danny, Jeff, and Alex, we appreciate you guys and we love you guys. Good night, Sheila. Night.
I'll never forget today, this week.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight.
Bye, Terry.
All right, whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila. See you, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
City, I'm a new slow cut back, snap back. See my cut through the holes.